People are obsessed with what will happen tomorrow. 我发现人们对于明天会发生什么事情，差不多到了一种狂热痴迷的一个境界。When I was in Hong Kong, people there were obsessed with fortune telling. 当我在香港的时候，我发现香港的人非常痴迷狂热于算命占卦。It was common business on the streets, and the famous fortune tellers would even publish books and tell you exactly when it would be good to do what, including the day to get married and the day that you should not get married. 在香港的时候，你很容易可以找到很多的算命先生，先生就在街头会帮人算命。如果是出名的，他还会出书，然后就告诉你听，你什么时候适宜做什么事情，包括什么时候最适宜结婚，好日子什么时候不应该结婚。As a result, people will often fight to get married on a good day, although many of those who got married on good days often also ended up in divorce. 所以很多人争先恐后的要在好日子去结婚，可是我发现很多在好日子结婚的，到头来也很多以离婚收场。When I came to the United States, I found out that many Chinese restaurants will give out fortune cookies when you arePaying for the bill, the waitress will give you fortune cookies. Most people open the fortune cookies and wonder what is their fortune inside. 来到美国餐馆，中国餐馆吃饭的时候，发现很多餐馆都会给幸运饼或者千余饼。通常在结账的时候，侍者就会给你一个千余饼。那大部分人差不多个个都会打开千余饼，看看我明天的运气如何。Some insurance agents, stockbrokers, or investment advisors, they can sell another of their products by taking advantage of people's desire to want to secure a better tomorrow, a better future, or for fear of bad fortune tomorrow. 我发现很多的卖保险的、卖股票的，或者是那些投资顾问，可以卖很多他们的产品，因为很多他们知道人有这样的心理，他们懂得利用人希望掌管明天的欲望，或者是害怕明天会发生不幸的事的这种想法，而利用了他们。We often will buy these products to give us a sense of security about tomorrow. Knowing what will happen tomorrow gives us a sense of control.And hope, expecting often the good results tomorrow. 我们买这些产品的时候，我相信大家大部分人都要买这些产品，通常是因为我们希望对明天有一种安全感，希望我们可以控制明天，知道明天会发生什么事情，让人有一种好像我们可以掌管着我们的未来，而且有一种盼望。当然我们都盼望明天会更好。But more often than not, if what happens tomorrow is good, people might become negligent or lazy, thinking that the good things will happen no matter what you do in the future. 可是很多时候我发现，就算明天他们知道发生的是一些很幸运的事情，结果他们很多时候会变得疏忽、懒惰，因为认为无论做什么事情，明天这些幸运的事情、好的事情也都会发生，所以什么做什么都不是很重要。But if people know what will happen tomorrow is bad, they might deny it. That's not true. I don't believe it. Or they might be distracted, or be depressed about it, and then they themselves often will fulfill the unwanted bad tomorrow.如果明天预测会发生一些不幸的事情的话呢，很多人就说我不相信，我不相信，或者他们就会心不在焉，或者会心里面非常忧郁，结果就把他们不想发生的这些坏的事情反而让它发生了。 People want to control their tomorrow, but they are often controlled, taken advantage ofor disappointed by themselves, other people, or things that they think they can do to control tomorrow, In the end, they find out that they cannot control tomorrow. 很多人很希望去掌管明天，控制明天，但结果呢，反而被控制了，被利用了，或者是引致很大的失望。因为无论他们自己、其他人或者他们所努力做的这些事情，到头来发现都不可以让他们保证明天会发生什么事情。In the process, they often overlook their God-given responsibilities and what's truly valuable in their life. Because they're so preoccupied with securing a better tomorrow, they do not have time to take care of what God wants them to take care of, or the people that God wants them to care for. 在这个过程当中，很多人就会忽略了神给他们的责任，也忽略了他们生命当中神要他们关怀的那些人，因为他们的心里面太专注在我要掌握我的明天，所以就没有时间去做神的事情了，没有时间去关怀身边甚至自己的家人了。Then what's the best attitude we should have about tomorrow so that we can feel secure without getting into the trap that I just mentioned? 那我们对于明天的态度应该是怎么样的呢？以致我们仍然可以有安全感，可是却不会跌进刚才我所提的那些各种的陷阱当中。 We will learn four lessons about tomorrow today from James chapter 4 verses 13 to 17. You can open your Bible to James chapter 4 verses 13 to 17. 我们今天会从雅各书四章十三到十七节学到四个功课，是关于明天的。First, we'll learn about the wrong attitude about tomorrow. Second, why that is wrong. Third, the right attitude about tomorrow. And fourth,the right action about tomorrow. 我们今天会由从雅各书四章十三到十七节学到四个关于明天的功课。第一，对于明天的错误的态度。第二，为什么这个是错误的态度。第三，对于明天应该有的正确的态度。第四，我们对于明天应该有的正确的行动。 FirstWrong attitude about tomorrow. 首先，第一，对于明天错误的态度是什么呢？ James chapter 4 verse 13, 雅各书四章十三节，这样说， Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Hey, 你们有话说，今天、明天我们往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。 Doesn't that sound extremely familiar? Haven't we all said something similar? 听起来是不是非常的熟悉？我们每一个人都说过这样的话。 This is what we do or not. Planning for our future, which often involves a place, this or that city, time, a year, and purpose.Carry on business and make money. 这是我们经常会说也经常会做的，就是为明天而筹划，为明天而计划。计划当中包括会有一个地点、某城、时间、一年或者更久、目的、做买卖得利或者其他的目的。 Is it wrong to plan for tomorrow?为明天而筹划是错误的吗？ I see there's nothing wrong to plan for things for our future. God wants us to be good stewards of what God has given us to manage, to take care of. 其实为明天计划本身并不是一件错的事情，因为神给了我们很多不同的资源，要我们做好的管家，去管理他所托管给我们的。 That's why Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 says that Then God said, Let us make man in our image, in our nightness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.
为什么我说为明天计划不是一定是错的呢？因为在创世纪一章二十六节，神造人的目的是什么呢？神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神要我们管理。
When we try to manage a big task that God has given us, like what God gave Adam and Eve to do to take care of the whole Garden of Eden, they could not take care of everything in one day. I mean, it was a huge garden with plants, animals, everything there. Then they will have to do one thing today, some other things tomorrow, more the day after tomorrow.
当神给了我们一个是一个很大的工作任务的时候，你发现你不可能，好像神给了亚当夏娃要他们管理伊甸园是很大的工作，不可能一天所有的工作都完成，所以呢就要今天做一点，明天做一点，后天又再做一点，然后继续做，一直等他可以把它完成为止。
Adam and Eve should have made a survey of what's needed in the Garden of Eden before doing anything. And then God gave them wisdom to see what was important, what was less important, and then they will do the most important first, the less important later, tomorrow or after tomorrow.
所以我相信呢，亚当夏娃，神应该给他们智慧，首先看一个大的图画，在整一件大的工作当中，究竟有些什么样的工作怎么需要去做，然后呢神给他们智慧分析，诶，什么是最重要的，最急的，什么是不是那么重要，可以后天明天再去做的。
Then what type of planning is wrong? What type of planning is wrong?
那怎么样的为明天计划才是错误的呢？在神的眼里面是错误的呢？
I see that self-dependent, self-serving, self-confident planning for the future for ourselves without God's involvement and without God's purpose in the plan. Let me repeat that. Self-dependent, self-serving, and self-confident planning for our own future without God's involvement and purpose in the plan.
如果我们依靠自己，自私自利，自信我们为自己所筹划的，而完全没有神的同在，也没有神的目的在我们的计划当中，这样的计划在神眼里面是错的。
When we plan in a self-dependent, self-serving, self-confident way without God's presence, involvement and purpose in our plans,As if we are in control of tomorrow, we are seriously wrong.
当我们依靠自己，自私自利、自信的态度去为我们自己，而没有神的同在，没有神的目的在我们的计划当中的时候，我们好像我们掌管了明天。
In a way, we feel like we are God.
好像我们变成了我们生命的主，我们生命的神。这样的计划是错误的。
Why?
为什么？
Why this type of planning is wrong? It's sin in God's eyes.
是为什么这样的计划是错误的，甚至是一种罪呢？在神的眼里面。
Second, we will see why such planning is wrong or sinful.
第二，我们会看到为什么这样的一个计划是错误的，甚至是一种的罪。
James chapter 4 verse 14 continues.
雅各书四章十四节继续说
，Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist, or a vapor, or a puff of steam like this.
that appears for just a little while and then vanishes.
雅各书 4章14节 说，其实明天如何你们还不知道，明天如何你们还不知道，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片的云雾，或者好像吹了一口气，出现早时就不见了。
Self-dependent, self-serving and self-confident plannersare ignorant people when they think they surely can accomplish their own self-dependent and self-serving plans.
那些依靠自己、自私自利又自信可以靠着自己可以完成自己的计划的人是很无知的，因为他们以为他们掌管了明天，但事实上他们并不可以掌管明天，他们甚至不可以掌握他们自己的生命什么时候会离开。
God speaks to us through James, the half-brother of Jesus Christ, that according to James chapter 4 verse 14, you do not know about tomorrow. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. Your life is just like a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
神透过主耶稣基督的肉身的哥哥、肉身的弟弟雅各告诉我们听，我们不知道明天会发生什么事情，我们自己不能够掌管明天，我们的生命呢也是非常的短暂的，好像一片的云雾，出现早时就不见了。
Do you know what will happen tomorrow? Are you 100% sure? How much longer would this body last or live? Do you know for sure?
你们真的知道明天会发生什么事情吗？你们100%肯定明天会发生什么事情吗？你们可以肯定你这个身体还可以活多久吗？
It was a very nice spring day. It was not too hot and not too cold. The sky was cloudless, which joined with the blue ocean. The waves beat on the fine white beach. It was the perfect day to live.
在一个春天的非常优美的一天，不是很热，也不是很冷，天空万里无云，与海天相接。波浪轻轻地拍打着白白的细沙的沙滩，真是一个完美的一天。
Robert decided to jog on the beach before sunset. It was one of the things in life he enjoyed. Robert was the father of two lovely kids and a beautiful wife. Life couldn't be better. Robert
在这么美好的一天，他决定要到沙滩去跑跑步，在日落之前跑跑步，这是他人生所享受做的一件事情。
Robert 已经是两个小孩子的父亲，还有一个非常美丽的也娴熟的太太，
生命大概已经不可以再好了吧。
So he turned on his iPod and started jogging on the beach while listening to his favorite musictomorrow will be another good day to make more money and to live a good life. By working hard, he surely could retire early and enjoy every day like today.
他打开了他的 iPod, 听音乐的一个电子的一个仪器，然后就开始跑步了。一边跑步一边听着他最心爱的音乐。明天应该是一个很好的一天。明天应该可以赚更多的钱，也可以过一个更好的一个生活。只要努力，应该可以提早退休，然后每一天都过一个这样的一个轻松美好的生活。
Suddenly, a small plane made an emergency landing on the beach and hit Robert from behind and killed Robert instantly.
突然一个小型飞机要紧急降落，结果就在沙滩在他后面把他撞死。
The pilot's vision was blocked by oil on the windshield, and Robert couldn't hear the plane coming towards him because he wasn't listening to iPod. This happened on March 15th, 2010, this year, on Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
因为机师的视觉受到漏的一些机油影响打在挡风玻璃上，所以他看不到 Robert 在跑步，紧急降落的时候就把 Robert 撞死了。 Robert 如果没有听 iPod 的时候，可能还可以听到有飞机向他冲来，可是他听不到，因为他在听着音乐。
这件事情发生在今年的3月15号，在 Hilton Head 这个岛，在 South Carolina。
If you look up in the news, Google it, you will find it. 如果你查查新闻，你会发现真的有这件事情发生。
When we think it's the safest time in our lives, and we think we are in control of our lives, disaster strikes and may take our lives away or change our self-dependent, self-serving, self-confidence plan.
当我们以为人生现在是最平安的时候，我们以为我们掌管了我们的明天未来的时候，灾难可能突然会临到。灾难临到可能会把我们的生命夺去，也有可能会改变了我们依靠自己、自私自利、自信的人生计划。
That's why James chapter 4 verse 14.
所以雅各书四章十四节就说了。
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
所以雅各在这里才说，其实明天如何你们不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片的云雾，出现扫时就不见了。
Then what is the right attitude that we should have about tomorrow?
那我们对于明天正确的态度是什么呢？
Third, the right attitude about tomorrow.
第三，我们对于明天正确的态度。
James chapter 4Verse 15 continues.
雅各书第四章第十五节继续说。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
你们只当说，主若愿意，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Saying this doesn't mean this is a magic formula, and then you just say, and then you're doing the right thing. Here.It's talking about we should have the heart attitude to seek God's will in everything we do.
在这里并不是一个奇妙的一个公式，我们把它做每一件事情之前说一说啊，我们所做的事情都符合主的意思。这里所说的是什么呢？是一个在我们心里面应该有一个这样的一个态度，就是我们凡事都要寻求神的旨意在我们的生命当中。
How do we see God's will? How do we see God's will in our lives, in everything that we do?
那我们如何在每一件事情当中都可以寻求神在我们生命当中的旨意呢？
Through God's word, understanding God's word as much as we can, and then prayer, and then prayerfully carry out God's will for us one step at a time.
我们必须要好好的看我们的圣经，我们真的要去明白圣经越多越好，与我们生命各方面有关的，
整本圣经我们都要去看，然后我们祷告，求神透过神的话语引导我们，然后就算我们清楚知道神要我们在这个阶段做这些事情，仍然要抱着一个谦卑的态度，每一步每一步的都寻求神的旨意。 So after we have found out about God's plan, God's will for our life, we should keep reminding ourselves that it's God who accomplishes His own sovereign plan for our life, not ourselves. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but in God, who knows about tomorrow and who controls tomorrow and who will make everything happen according to His own sovereign plan. 就算我们已经知道人生神在我们人生的旨意之后呢，我们仍然要继续的提醒我们自己，每走一步都提醒自己，是神成全他的主权旨意，不是我们。我们的信心不是摆在我们自己的身上，我们的财富，我们的才华，而应该摆在我们这一位创始神中的，掌管一切，知道明天，也可以让明天按照他自己的主权计划而发生的这一位神。 This is where we can have true security. 我们真正的安全感是在这里，在我们的神那里。 Lastly and fourth, write action about tomorrow. 第四，那我们当如何去行呢？我们已经知道对于明天的态度是怎么样，如何把它行出来。 James chapter 4 verse 16 continues, 雅各书第四章第十六节继续说， As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Anyone then who knows the good he ought to do and doesn't do it sins. 现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的，人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。 Don't just hear it, do it. 不要光听，要行。 Or otherwise, you are evil, you have sinned. 不然的话，在神眼里面我们是恶的，我们犯罪了。General William Nelson, a general in the Civil War, was consumed with the battles in Kentucky when a brawl ended up in his being shot, mortally in the chest. William Nelson 将军在美国内战时期是一个战无不胜的将军，打了很多的仗，可是却在一个非常平安的一天和人争吵打架，被人射了致命的一枪。He had faced many battles, but the fatal blow came while he was relaxing with his men. As such, he was caught fully unprepared. 他打了很多的胜仗都没事，可是当他最放松最轻松，以为什么事都不会有的时候，反而就被人射了这么致命的一枪。 As men ran up the stairs to help him, the general had just one phrase.Send for a clergyman. I wish to be baptized. 当他的手下跑上楼梯想去帮助他的时候，这个将军没有说其他的话，只说了最后一句话，说请找一个牧师过来，我要受洗。 He never had time as an adolescent or young man to be baptized.He never had time as a private or a general. 他在青少年时期没有机会受洗，青年时期没有机会受洗，当小兵的时候没有机会受洗，做将军的时候也没有机会受洗，去回应神给他的诫命。 And his wound did not stop. Blood kept flowing andThe war did not stop because he was wounded. Everything around him was left virtually unchanged, except for one thing, the general's priority.
他的伤口没有停止，血继续地流着，战争没有因为他受伤而停止，好像世间上一切的事情都在继续的，没有什么改变，除了一件事情改变了，这位将军对人生的优先次序终于领会到什么才是最重要
的。 With only minutes left before he entered eternity, the one thing he cared about was preparing for eternity. He wanted to be baptized. 30 minutes later, he was dead.
生命只剩下几分钟的时候，他才发现他要为永恒而要预备。那个时候他发现唯一要关注的就是我们如何预备好我们永恒的生活。他希望可以受洗，回应神一直要他去做的。可是三十分钟之后他就死了。
We do not know about tomorrow. Our life is like a mist that stays for just a little while and then vanishes.
我们不知道明天如何，我们不知道明天会发生什么事，我们的生命非常短暂，像云雾一样，一会儿就消失了。
So let's change our attitude about tomorrow, and let's change our actions as well by living each day and making each plan God-dependent instead of self-dependent, God-serving instead of self-serving, God-confident instead of self-confident.
所以让我们改变我们对于明天的态度，我们更加要改变我们对于明天的行动。我们要过我们每一天，我们要做每一个计划都依靠神，而不是依靠我们自己，都要为了服侍神，讨神的喜悦，而不是为了服侍我们自己，为了自私自利的原因。我们要对神有信心，而不是对我们自己有信心。
Is there anything in your life that God wants you to do?
在你的生命当中有没有什么是神要你去做，你知道？
Is there anyone in your life that God wants you to care for? He or she has a great need, but you have been ignoring that.
在你的生命当中有没有什么人需要你去关怀，他有需要，可是你说我很忙，我没有时间，你就不理他的需要。
Don't procrastinate until tomorrow because you might not have tomorrow.
不要再拖延了，神要你今天做的你今天就去做，不要等到明天，因为你不一定有明天。
Let's pray. 让我们祷告。Oh, dear Heavenly Father, please forgive our sins.
我们在天上的父，求你宽恕我们的罪。
We have sinned because we think we are in control of our tomorrow.
我们犯罪，因为我们以为我们掌管我们自己的明天，我们的未来，我们的人生。
We think that by depending on ourselves, depending on good advices from other people, things to do, we can control tomorrow, but we can't.
我们以为我们依靠着自己的才华、智慧、其他人给的各种的建议、方法，我们就可以掌管明天。可是事实上，我们不可以掌管明天。
God, would you carve?This attitude, your word in our heart that we do not know about tomorrow, life is like a mist It appears only for a little while and then it vanishes.
请把你的话语印在我们的心盘当中，让我们时时提醒自己，我们不知道明天如何，我们的生命只是出现一刹那，好像云雾一样就消失了。
God, would you help us to build our confidence in you, our security in you?
神求你帮助我们把我们的信心，把我们的安全感摆在我们的神身上。
Because God, you are in control of tomorrow. Because you know about tomorrow, and you never.
因为神，你掌管明天，神，你知道明天会发生什么事情，神，你爱我们。
God, would you help us? Put it in our heart. Give us the will. And let us follow the will that you have given us to do what you want us to do today. The people you want us to care for today. Let us not procrastinate until tomorrow as if we are in control of tomorrow.
求你帮助我们，求你感动我们的心，把我们这种自私自利自我中心的思想拿去，求你让我们看到我们不可以控制我们的生命，我们生命当中有些你要我们做的，求你给我们意志，也让我们顺着去行，今天就去行，需要关心的人我们今天就去关心，需要爱的人我们今天就去爱，因为我们不掌管明天。
Our praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。阿门。